From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. An airstrike Saturday in northern Afghanistan killed at least 19 people at a hospital run by Doctors Without Borders. 12 staff members are among the dead at the hospital in Kunduz after what the medical group described as sustained bombing. Bart Janssens is the director of operations at Doctors Without Borders.
The attacks lasted for about an hour, and just after the beginning, we reached out to our contacts we have in the U.S. military forces to explain what was going on.
The U.S. military acknowledged it conducted a pre-dawn airstrike in the vicinity of a medical facility. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter offered his thoughts and prayers to everyone affected in a statement Saturday. He said a full investigation into the incident is underway in coordination with the Afghan government. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani also expressed his deep sorrow over the killing and wounding of civilians in a statement issued in Kabul. Russia says its warplanes bombed a terrorist stronghold and other targets in northern Syria on Saturday. Russian Defense Ministry spokesman Lieutenant General Andrei Kartapolov, speaking to Russian reporters, described panic and desertion among Islamic State ranks. He said nearly 600 mercenaries were fleeing the northern town of Raqqa. Kartapolov said that Russia would continue and would intensify the airstrikes. The United States and its allies have condemned the Russian air campaign, claiming that Moscow is using the offensive as a cover to buttress the government of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News.